This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and we are closing out the year on the WGXC Morning Show, listening to some of the best songs and sounds of 2022. Plus, we will hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. Stay tuned. It's all on the WGXC Morning Show this hour at 90.7 FM. It all starts after Jason Martin's song, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through, and the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through, and the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network,
this is the news.
This is the network,
this is the news.
This is the network.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. WNYT reports that local doctors are seeing more patients with symptoms of three contagious diseases, COVID-19, the respiratory syncytial virus, and the flu. Dr. James Sopperstone, with community care physicians in Guilderland, said the outbreaks show the effectiveness of masking. The flu has not been a problem locally for several years, but now that most people are not wearing masks in public, it has returned. Healthcare officials are urging everyone to get vaccinations for COVID-19 and the flu. The short supply of antibiotics and Motrin or Tylenol has made things worse for those suffering. Sopperstone said, and I quote, "We are beaten. It has been a really difficult fall, and I've been doing this for 42 years. It's not that any of these viruses or illnesses are terribly severe. It's just there's so much of it," end quote. Read the full story at WNYT. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. is now not the only New York utility being investigated for billing practices by the New York State Department of Public Services. The New York State Department of Public Services announced on December 28th that New York State Electric and Gas Corp. and Rochester Gas and Electric Corp. are also being investigated for potential mismanagement of their utilities' billing systems and protocols. Officer Rory M. Christian, the department chief executive, said, and I quote, "Ensuring customer bills are accurate is the singular responsibility of the utility, and this expanded investigation of RG&E and NYSEG will determine what went wrong and how it will be resolved. Our bottom line is simple. We hold utilities accountable for any billing errors, and we will require the companies to hold customers harmless," end quote. Like Central Hudson, the two other utilities have seen a significant spike in the number of complaints from customers. The announcement from the overseer said, and I quote, "As a result, department staff commenced a review and an investigation related to a September 2022 change in the company's customer information and billing system," end quote. A report about Central Hudson was released on December 15 by the Public Service Commission's Office of Investigation and Enforcement, and the Public Service Commission voted December 15 to order Central Hudson to answer allegations contained in the report within 30 days. The Public Service Commission is deciding about, and I quote, proceeding to determine whether the commission should pursue a civil penalty action against Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation for apparent failures related to the company's new customer information and billing system, end quote. U.S. Representative Pat Ryan, who represents the 19th Congressional District in 2022 and the 18th Congressional District in 2023, said on December 28th that, and I quote, it is utterly disgraceful that hardworking New Yorkers are paying the price for utility companies' incompetence. I will not rest until any utility found to be ripping off customers or in violation of contract is held fully accountable, end quote. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, made a similar comment, saying, and I quote, people have lost faith in their utility companies, but one thing is for certain, erroneous billing practices cannot be the new normal. All utility companies must be held accountable to the New Yorkers they are bound to serve, and we will keep holding their feet to the fire to ensure their families can budget their monthly expenses, plan accordingly, and feel secure knowing what to expect from the utility bill, end quote. The Public Service Department has heard about incorrect bills being sent to customers or very late bills being sent from New York State Electric and Gas Corp. and Rochester Gas and Electric Corp. This year, the number of customer complaints against the two companies rose to more than 4,700, which is 60% more than the two previous years combined. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Burke reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission wants feedback from anyone who travels anywhere in Berkshire County. They are launching a regional transportation plan survey about getting around in the Berkshires. Nick Russo, a senior transportation planner at the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, said, and I quote, if you travel around Berkshire County, we want to hear from you, end quote. The online survey is available both in English and Spanish with links on the WGXC newsroom and must be filled out by the end of January. Survey results will help inform annual spending and infrastructure projects in Berkshire County that will range from $14.9 million to $34.2 million per year between 2022 and 2026. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We call upon Congress and demand that Congress conduct a House ethics investigation into George Santos.
On Thursday, New York Democrat Robert Zimmerman, who ran against George Santos in the 2022 midterm election, was at a rally outside the Nassau County Courthouse demanding an investigation to look at Santos's past. Santos is now being federally investigated after having, quote, embellished his resume. The investigation is said to be looking at possible irregularities relating to campaign finances. Some GOP members are also calling for Santos to be probed. New York's 1st District Representative-elect Nick LaLota says in a tweet, quote, I believe a full investigation by the House Ethics Committee and, if necessary, law enforcement is required. With less than a week before the next Congress meets on the Hill, the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Donald Trump. The subpoena required Trump to turn over documents and provide testimony, something he will no longer have to do as the investigation comes to an end. Earlier this year, at a Harvard Institute of Politics forum, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said her work on the House committee has been one of the most important moments in her professional career.
I hope that we have been able to lay out for the American people in a very clear and complete way each of the different elements of the effort that was underway to steal the election.
The committee has referred the case to the Justice Department for possible prosecution related to four other criminal charges against Trump. On Thursday, President Joe Biden signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill into law while on vacation, extending federal funding until September. The House of Representatives decided to ban the popular social media app TikTok from all House-managed cell phones. This comes as a government-wide ban of the app will soon take effect as part of the massive omnibus spending bill. Some say the Chinese-owned app poses high security risks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed growing concerns about the app.
Generally speaking, the Biden administration is focused on challenge of certain countries, including China, seeking to leverage digital technologies and America's data in ways that present unacceptable national security risks.
Democrat Chris Mays will officially become Arizona's next attorney general after an automatic recount was conducted.
The people of Arizona came through for the country, and American democracy ran through the state of Arizona.
Mays beat Republican Abe Hamadeh by 280 votes after the automatic recount was completed. It was triggered due to the small margin between the two candidates back in November. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While many states implemented intentional barriers to voting and ignored partisan gerrymandering, some forward-looking states enacted pro-voter democracy reforms, helping to make voting accessible to all of their citizens. On the federal front, while the Freedom to Vote and For the People Acts failed in the U.S. Senate, the Electoral Count Reform Act passed, helping to prevent another election subversion. Approving ballot questions, Connecticut and Michigan added more in-person early voting in 2022. Georgia begrudgingly allowed early voting for the U.S. Senate runoff election after democracy advocacy groups filed suit. And despite the anti-voter SB 202 implementation, advocacy groups mobilized record turnout. Massachusetts formalized mail-in voting, where voters can request electronically to be added to an ongoing vote-by-mail list. Nevada implemented a permanent mail-in voting program in 2022 and took its first step toward single-ballot open primaries and ranked choice voting. Alaska debuted its top four open primary and ranked choice voting system in June for a special election, and 85% of voters thought it was simple to use. New York State implemented a small donor campaign financing system where candidates can earn matching funds by seeking out smaller contributions, reducing influence and enabling less affluent candidates to run. And Arizona banned dark money in state elections. Read more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rue from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Commercial Carrier Journal reports about how the Federal Communications Commission's expansion of citizens band radio from AM and single sideband to include FM frequencies will impact truckers and others who use CB radios. Currently, the 40 channels on CB radios are on the 11-meter band from 26.965 megahertz to 27.405 megahertz, considered AM radio. Upper and lower single sideband modes can be selected on higher-end CBs among those 40 channels to provide improved AM transmission with greater power and range. The FM frequencies being added will come in clearer. The Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Sciences at UC Berkeley says that FM frequencies will provide an, quote, improved signal-to-noise ratio about 25 dB with regards to man-made interference, unquote, over the current AM frequencies. Quote, this is going to bring a lot of good things for professional users of the CB radio band like truckers, because a lot of times when the skip's really rolling and the solar cycle is at its peak, sometimes it can interfere with truckers communicating up and down the highways. FM is really going to cut that down, unquote, amateur radio expert Matt Kaskovich said. FM signals won't travel as far, but what will be much clearer. Quote, FM is going to provide for better clarity of signal and better short-range communication without having to worry about people from all over the country and really all over the world when the cycle is at its peak interfering as you're trying to talk a few miles up and down the interstate, unquote, Kaskovich said. Read more about this story at the Commercial Carrier Journal. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 30th. Local early morning temperatures range from 35 degrees in Stephantown to 51 degrees in Roxbury. Regional average soil temperature is 36. Closest possible snowfall is about 15. 1,500 miles away in Denver. Over here, it's already way too warm for that nonsense and is just getting better. Most places are expected to hit 52 degrees at 1 p.m. Winds put conditions at chilly. Hat, maybe. Jacket, definitely. Sunglasses, meh, it's going to be mostly cloudy. Overnight temperatures dip to a relaxed 40 degrees. Saturday, rain predictions have been pushed back a bit, pushed up a bit to start in the morning and last all day long. A high of 50 happens at 2 p.m. Overnight rain keeps on going and temperatures drop just a little to 44 degrees. Sunday, high of 48 and a bit windy, but rain comes to an end by noon. Monday looks dry with a high of 48. Sunset today will be at 4:18 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see geomagnetic activity is on the rise as we encounter varying plasma stream densities. X-class flare chances are at 10%. Solar wind speed is currently 474 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 20 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 113. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Happy New Year's, everybody. Let's make it a good one.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Oh, Thank you. And you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 listening. You're listening to 90.7. WGXC Acra Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham. East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
East Durham.
Catskills.
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 Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
Memphis and open course. For New York state lines, I think of all that went wrong. The sailor boys light up in song and they sing of London. Love they made there, will it really last? Anytime. What's that that you said to me? Oh, I'm a chaos space marine, so what? I love you, darling, will you take my metal hand? It's cold. In time you will find these things take up space inside your mind. Where you could be keeping the haunting stars of the sea.
...2022 new music there from Black Country New Road. The song is called Chaos Space Marine on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards Oklani Della Bogoslaw Schaefer. And this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC. Thank you. All right, here is 2022 new music from U.S. Girls or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
You really need
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
From Catskill, here is Lorcan O'Reilly from his 2022 EP, Christmas is Cancelled. This is Snowpile. Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track Vocoder on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Vocoder from Floating Points on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next, we hear a 2022 release of Radio Art from Claire Rousey doing Hating It, her interview.